The Ohio Valley's addiction crisis is reaching a new generation as the number of drug-affected babies rises. Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia all have rates well above the national average. Erin Payne reports on new efforts to treat both newborns and parents in the grip of addiction.
She didn't want to use a real name, and it's understandable given the stigma surrounding addiction. I'll call her Mary. We met at a new facility in eastern Kentucky which provides residential treatment for pregnant women to talk about her life as a mother who has lived through an addiction to opioids.
I had to get it, and even when I did get it, then I had to think of the next way that I was going to get it.
When Mary discovered she was pregnant, she sought treatment, but the disease had a tight grip on her. The child was born dependent on opioids and went through the pains of withdrawal.
To see that little boy go through that stuff, you think like I would change my life around like immediately, but I didn't.
The number of babies born suffering from neonatal abstinence syndrome, the medical term for babies born drug affected, is on the rise. In the Ohio Valley, the numbers are skyrocketing. Ohio and Kentucky both have rates well above the national average. And in West Virginia, the most recent data show for every 1,000 live births, there are 50 drug affected newborns. Healthcare workers across the region are finding new ways to treat both babies and mothers. Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus treats babies transferred from other hospitals when the cases are severe. The neonatal intensive care unit's administrative clinical leader, Amy Thomas.
Based on each symptom and the severity of it, that baby is assessed a number. And so if that number reaches a certain level, then that tells us we have to treat that baby.
Thomas says educating the parents and treating them, especially mothers, as parents rather than addicts is important.
I have that window of opportunity there to get her to fall in love with her baby, get her addicted to motherhood.
A unique facility in Huntington, West Virginia, aims to take some of the pressure off of hospitals in treating these newborns. At Lily's Place, babies are cared for in individual nurseries where the lights are low and noise, as you can hear, is kept to a minimum.
These babies are born very easily overstimulated. We feel like that a quieter, more home-like environment is the environment that they need.
That's Rhonda Edmonds, the director of nursing at Lily's Place. With a staff of registered nurses, they provide another option for care for drug-affected babies outside of hospitals whose resources may be limited. Treatment for pregnant women is difficult to come by, residential treatment even more so. Enter Karen's Place Maternity Center in Louisa, Kentucky, from the Addiction Recovery Care Organization. With treatment centers mostly in rural Kentucky, the organization offers services balancing medical treatment, counseling, and a faith-based element. CEO Tim Robinson says treatment for pregnant women was lacking.
There's no centers doing what we're doing in this part of Central Appalachia, and we felt like we had the infrastructure and resources to do it.
The 16-bed residential facility is a repurposed home in a secluded area with 24/7 staff support and amenities for both mother and baby. The maternity center took in one mother before recently opening to the public, and that's how I met Mary. She sought treatment again after the birth of her first child and was able to get clean for a while. However, she relapsed around the time she found out she was pregnant again. Mary was determined to give this baby a healthy start. Reaching sobriety in October, her second child was born about a month ago with no signs of being affected by opioids.
It's been amazing. He's healthy, happy. He's a calm little guy.
Mary's focused on her continued recovery and motherhood, and someday passing on her knowledge to other mothers suffering with addiction. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Erin Payne.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.